Today's daf is Besechet Zvachim. We're holding on daf Samachet. We haven't quite caught up to where we're meant to be, and we're on the bottom of Samachet. I'm going to wait on the word Nan, which is about a quarter of the way up from the bottom. Now, we had a machlokas yesterday between Rav and Reb Yochanan. According to Rav, despite the fact that the Mishnah says the small Velayla is considered to be im alu lo yerdu from Malika, so if somebody was melek with his coin, was melek with his left hand, or it was melek Velayla, even though without a kosher Malika. However, since it's enough to be machshir now this bird, for if it was Eila, it would not be Yored, and that, as we know, is always the indication to us whether the Malika has been effective on some level. Once it's been effective on any level, and we're going to get into the details today of where we learned this from, but once effective on any level, then although it's not matir anything, but it is certainly metair. In other words, the dead bird is not a dead bird as an Avela. Since it's not an Avela, it's not metana. But, says Rav, if a czar would do a malika, that's exactly the same as using a knife to do malika. It lacks in the actual act of malika, because the only makor that we would have had for a czar having any significance when it comes to malika, and always the search for the standard of im ola lo yered, is to find some locale where this would be the way that it could work. So you could say that there is such a location, because we have the czar on a bama who could also do malika, since an oath requires, assuming that you hold it, there are oath bebama. We'll see later about this. But if there is an oath bebama, then there's no din of kihuna on the bama, and therefore malika zar is kosher. If a malika zar is kosher, it should be also, even where it's also, imola lo yared. Therefore, ipso facto, it's not metami, because it's no longer nevela. Says Rav, you cannot learn from the case of the bama, because that is the standard. And as far as bama is concerned, it's a chol. It's the equivalent for Hegdash. Vis-a-vis Boma is the same thing as Boma vis-a-vis Chol. So therefore, there's no concept of Malika by Hegdash in a Boma. This is Rav Svar. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, says, look, I mean, everything that you're saying is true about the Sakin, but we can certainly learn the din of Malikat Zar from the din of Boma. And therefore, a Malikat Zar is im ola lo yered, and therefore, it's not metame b'betabliya. So today, the Gemara wants to see how these two approaches fit into our mission. Says the Gemara, Tanan. Note that our mission opens up with the words kol hapisulin shemolku malikatan pisula. Now that word kol certainly seems to be a very expansive word. And what is its expansion? So bishleima l'Rabbi Yochanan, the kol is to be very inclusive. It includes even the czar, where you think to yourself, perhaps this is already an example of an apostle who would not be able to do malika under any and all circumstances, because after all, Bama can't stand in as a model for Migdash. Comes along the Mishnah to say that no, actually Rabbi Yochanan is right, and it's latuye zar. But according to Rav, what in the world is kol coming to add? Kol latuye mai. The next word, although I don't know, I can't find a source for its being the wrong girsa. But it's clearly the wrong girsa. It should not say la. It should say, according to Rav, it's latuye small valayla. Because the Gemara never, I mean, I understand that you can say it, obviously. You can say, well, wasn't that for lav la to you? But, I mean, that's not the derech of the Gemara. The derech of the Gemara is always to use lav when you're talking about the very thing that you're disproving the other person's shita with. Is this not to include the case that you said? Mashenkin, over here, it's the answer. It's not the question. So the lav is very misleading. It's la to ye small valayla. Where, of course, that is a case of sul, and it's nonetheless metayer midena vela, small valayla. Lila, but that says the next case in the Mishnah says openly. Why would I need to have a general term at the beginning and then describe exactly what the opening term is ostensibly coming to add? Well, that's not so bad, says Rob. I mean, we often find that a Mishnah first gives an overall statement and then it defines it better. So maybe that's all it's doing over here. Kol hapisulim, such as, and then includes even the case of small Velayla, but it's not necessarily true that it's coming to include Zar and Lishitati. I can show you that Zar is not kosher. Okay, let's take a look at the continuation of the Mishnah at the very end. Zeh haklal, said the Mishnah. Now that's Zeh haklal, obviously. I mean, there you can. can't tell you, Tony Vana Mefarish. The meaning of a Zaklal is to set up the standards that define the halakha and that therefore are usable to add more than what was given. So tell me exactly what the Zaklal. Kosha Yapisuloba Kodesh, says the Mishnah. Inumatame Begadima Betablia. So this klal is coming for what? So Bishlama the Rabbi Yochanan again. So the call of the klal is Latuye Zar, which is indeed Pisuloba Kodesh. I mean, there's nothing wrong with a Zar in terms of this bird other than a specific halacha that's Nogeya the Azor. There's no psul in the bird except for this problem of Dine Kodesh. Therefore, it's coming to include the Zar, that a Zar who does Malika, Enomatame Begadim Abeta Bliya, which is exactly what I maintain, says Rabbi Yochanan, and that's the point of the Mishnah. But according to Rav, what in the world? There's nothing added here, this halal. Every last case that the klal is addressing has been stated. So what's the point of telling me a klal? Elol Rav La Tuyemai. Says the Gemara, come off it. It's clear that this klal is not coming in at all to address the issues that were mentioned above. And actually, you were wrong in saying, Bishlam L'Rav Yochanan, it is not at all Shalom L'Rav Yochanan, because he can't explain the entire structure of the Mishnah klal. Let me ask you something. Let's continue the klal. What's the next piece of the klal? Kosha lo hayapsulo bekodesh is metame bebet habliyah. Tell me what that adds. According to Rabbi Yochanan, tell me what it is. He doesn't have an answer to that. So, Latiyemai. Ella, actually, this klal is coming to teach me something very important, which the Mishnah has not really addressed, and that is the strange relationship of Shchita of Kachim or Malika of Chulin. That's the question. So, when we talked about, take a look back in the Mishnah on Samachet, Shachat Chulin Bifnim, the Kachim Bachus. We have a case of Shchita. There indeed ain't a matama bebet habliya. The opposite case of malak chulin bifnim, as the Mishnah continues, the malak chulin bifnim, a malak kachim bachus. In all of these cases, we say it is matama bebet habliya. Now, this expansion of the klal, actually, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, has to be coming to expand the concept of psula bakodesh. So the reisha that tells me that kosha haya psula bakodesh is not matama bebet. That's coming to include Shchita of Kachim Bifnim. That over there, that's included in the concept of Sulo Bekodesh to teach me that it would not be Matami. You might have thought that that's Bechlal not included in any of these. Then, and what is Shchita of Kachim? Where is there Shchita Bechlal? There's only Malika. I would think that maybe that's just as if you stabbed it through the heart. Seifa is indeed coming to add Malikat Chulin. So the Mishnah, which concentrates itself on Shchitas Chulin Bifnim and Kachim Bahut, or Malikas Chulin Bifnim and Malikas Kachim Bahut, here needs to teach us what the din would be about Malikas Chulin Bahut and Shchitas Kachim Bifnim. That's the case that has not been addressed. Where does the Mishnah address it? Both Rabbi Yochanan and Rav are going to have to, in the end, agree on the klal of the Sefer being that which addresses the missing case. That's the point. And it makes a heck of a lot of sense, because as you're reading the Mishnah, you're thinking to yourself, wait a minute, Shachat Hulin Bivnim and Molak Hulin Bivnim is mentioned, Malik of Kachim Bahut and Shchit of Kachim Bahut. That part is mentioned. But the din of Shchitas Kachim Bivnim, the Malik as Hulin Bahut, where does the Mishnah talk about this? This is where it talks about. So Seifa Latuya Malik at Hulin Bahut. Okay, so from the Mishnah, we don't really have anything that insists that either Rabbi Yochanan or Rav are correct. Let's take a look at the Writer. There is a Tanya Kavati Rabbi Yochanan. Malka Zar. So if the Zar did the Malika, or Malaka Pasul, or Pigo, Notar, Vetamei, in all of these cases, even though we've got other problems, it's still not going to be Metame Bebet Habliya. And therefore, we see here the Braita clearly, that Milaka Zar is not Metame, just like Rabbi Yochanan. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, actually, I was Mekab over my Rabbi, two cases, Shamati Shtayim, and I can't remember exactly which one was which, but one of them was about the Kmitz of a Zar of a Mincha, and one was about the Malik of a Zar of an Oath. About one of them, I was told, Imala Tered, and about the other, I was told, Imala Loyered, and I can't remember which one is which. Now, of course, this is precisely the issue that is the Machlokas between between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. So came along Chizkiya and said, well, if it's one or the other, then I could tell you, Mitzad HaSvara, that it's much more likely that the Kemitza is the one where the Kemitzat HaZar is completely meaningless, and therefore, Im Allah should be Yoreid, whereas the Malika should not be Yoreid. Really? Said Rabbi Yochanan. Why? I mean, what the heck's the difference? Maishna Malika. But I'm assuming you're telling me that Malika ultimately, Im Allah, Lo Tered, because you're learning it out from a Bama. So a Zar was Melek, but Bama was Kosher, which is Rabbi Yochanan's Svara, and therefore it should be, in the ultimate, in the broadest sense, Kosher, at least for Im Allah Lo Yered, when it comes to the din of the Migdah. But if that's your argument, the same thing would be true about the din of Kmitza. Kmitza Nami Yeshna Bibama. If you're going to bring a Mincha on a Bama, who's going to be doing the Kmitza of that Mincha? A Zar. And just as you used the Bama as an argument for Zar's Malika being at least good enough to Im Allah Lo Yered, so then the Kemitz of Zar and the Bama should be good enough to teach me Im Allah Lo Yered when it comes to Hegdash. And if you're going to try to argue V'chi Tema, you'll try to argue that, well, there's no din of a mincha on the Bama, because after all, we do learn from the Pasuk, V'ya'alu olot v'yizbechu zivachim shlamim la'Hashem, that was a Bama by Har Sinai, and we learn from there, dafka zivachim. And therefore, he can't bring a mincha. And if that's the case, we also learn zivachim and not avot. I mean, you can't have it both ways. If you're going to be medayik zivachim by Har Sinai, then you have to be medayik neither avot nor menachot on a Bama. If you don't hold that that's a model for a Bama, then there's no reason for us to say that there are avot and there are menachot. There are both. So I don't understand why you would say that ein mincha b'bama, but yesh avot b'bama. Chitema ein mincha b'bama. Then it follows the Ein Ofod Nami Bebama, because the Makar for both of these is the same. The Amr of Sheshes, the Rav Sheshes points out there would be no way that we could differentiate between these two. If you hold the Divrei HaOmer Yesh Mincha Bebama, then he's going to have to hold the Yesh Ofod Bebama. If you hold Ein Mincha, then Ein Ofod, because the Makar comes from the Pasuk of Yishlach Adan Rebbe Ein Yisrael Vayalu Alot Vayizbechu Zivachim, and we darshan Zivachim Velo Menachot, then you'd have to darshan Zivachim Velo Ofod. Actually, that's not my argument, said Chizya. You missed it. Now, here's my argument. It's in Kiddush, b'kli sharet b'mincha b'bama. Is that we're all agreed on? There's no such thing as kli sharet on a bama. The din of putting the komet into a kli relates to the kedusha of the kli. There is no halacha of putting the komets into a kli when it comes to a bama. Since there's no such halacha that defines a completely different act of kmitza. Because the point of the kmitza is linked to the kedusha of this kmitza in a kli. For a czar to be able to do that kmita such that the kiddush kli will allow you that im ola lo yered in the Beit HaMikdash is irrelevant on a bama. Therefore, you're trying to bring me a raya from a bama to half of a thing. Well, how can I bring a raya the im ola lo yered where there's no din of kiddush kli at all? How do you ever see that the kmitza of a czar is suitable for kiddush? And therefore, when it comes to the din of the kmitza, I think it's much more logical if you're telling me you don't remember what your rabbi told you. Says Nachis. It's much more logical. The only part that has any information missing is the part about the mincha. Mashenka and the part about the oath for the malika. If you're going to learn from Baman, you're going to have to learn all the way. And therefore, the malika tzar, as Rabbi Yochanan said, imala lo yered, and therefore, the malika retains some active element which is sufficient to be matired b'day nevela, because you can't call it a nevela. Nevela means something that died without an interference that had any halakhic ramification. This thing did not die without that interference. All right, Imala. Play it right. Continue. Mm-hmm. You think the 5 minutes that it cost you to get in here wouldn't address that? Is that what you think? Tanarabana. So we say in the Mishnah, Bolak Bismal Obalaila. Tanarabana. Yachot Hemeli Kashi Lifnim. You might think that if you do a Malika, that bird should be a Nevela. And therefore, that Malika should be Matama Bebet HaBliyah. So a Malika which is Bifnim is Matama Beganim HaBet HaBliyah. Talmud Lomar, therefore, you see in the Pasuk where it talks about the din of Kuma, of Nevela. It says, Kol Nefesh Asher Tochal Nevela V'Trefa Bezrach Uvagir V'Chibes Begadav Rachatz B'mayim V'Tamei Adar V'Tahir. Now, what is that supposed to mean? Kol Nefesh Asher Tochal Nevela V'Trefa. have to do with it? No, Nevela v'Dreifa. So what are you talking about, Nevela v'Dreifa? This is what the discussion is going to revolve around ultimately. But Pashto, the Brite and the Torat Kohanim, begins discussing the halacha from the word Nevela itself. So it says, look, clearly this is not really a Nevela, huh? And therefore it's not included in Nevela v'Chibes Begadav. Why do you say it's not included in Nevela? It is a Nevela. Hai nami Nevelahi. What are you going to say if it was a Nevela? So how could it be that the Torah eats it? The Torah tells the Kohen to eat it. Why not? Where do you see that the fact that the Kohen is supposed to eat Nevela? I mean, you can say the same thing. The Kohen is wearing Kilayim. So you're going to say, therefore, there's a Raya that Kilayim is not really Kilayim. This is a Nevela for all dinim. And the Torah says that the Kohen is supposed to eat a Nevela. So as far as I see, this is a Nevela. You're telling me, I'll prove to you it's not Matami because it says Nevela. That was the question. Is this a Nevela that's Matami or is it not a Nevela? You bring me the plus. Well, let's get a Nevela. You can't call this a Nevela. I mean, it seems to me you're running around in circles here. Ah, no. You're misunderstanding the subtlety of my proof. The Nevela is being defined by Treifa, don't you see? Ela Talmud Lamar Treifa. So what is the point of throwing in Treifa? Nefesh Eshetokal Nevela V'Treifa. This is referring to the din of Nivlat of Tahor, as we're not going to learn completely right now. But that's what the Braita goes through. Now, obviously, the word Treifa is meaningless, because a Treifa can't possibly be Matame B'Beit HaBliyah. Nothing alive is Matame. Even if you eat it. So it can't be referred to a treif. Therefore, it just seems to be making the Nevela element of it more excruciating. Well, it's not only dead, it's got its heart ripped out. I mean, what is that supposed to mean? Therefore, it must be coming to teach me something. And what it teaches me is that ma treifa she'inam materata et ha'isur. A treifa, an act that makes something a treifa, will never be matir, a pre-existing isur. By definition. In other words, you're not going to say that turning something into a treifa is the thing which is matir it from something. So therefore, it's coming to express the din of nevela in terms of a treifa. That a nevela means, by definition, something which went through an event that resulted in its death that would have no impact on anything that had previously been asked. So af nevela, it means kol she'in materet et ha'isur. Now, you're going to tell me that that's what Malika is? Absolutely not. That's ridiculous. We're talking about a Malika Kshera. So a Malika obviously did a heck of a lot of good for this bird in many ways. That was Mata the Dama of the Mizbeach, and it's a Mata the Kaidim Frakil, and so on and so forth. So how can you call it a Nevela if we're defining Nevela by Treifa? Therefore, we've now expanded our concept of Nevela. Nevela does not mean something dead that didn't have a Heter Shechita. That's not what it means. It means something that went through an event that resulted in its death, where that event had no legal ramifications to be matir something. A completely new understanding of Nevela, and therefore, Malika cannot be a Nevela. And if that's the case, it's not included in this pasuk, which is the sole makor of Tumah B'Beit HaBliyah. That does it. So, Avkoshin Materet HaYisur, Yatzah Malika Shelifnim, Holavi Materet HaYisur. Obviously, over there, it's matir, and since it's matir, all of the things that were now become mutter, it's makshir et benin, therefore it's not considered to be an avail, and it's not a time of begadam of etabliyah. Okay, now, the question is, how about, this now is a simon of the various cases that we're going to have later on, how about hamolek now, kochim bachutz, where there is no din of molek, or your molek chulin, wherever, that is bein bifnim, bein bebachut, no iser in that case would be mutar, so since ein matirinata is Surah at all. Therefore, it isn't available. And Matame begadam b'beit HaBliyah. And so, in the same way that this pasuk is motzi a kosher malika, it's mevi into the din of tumat nevela, any din of malika which is a completely irrelevant malika, such as kachim bachutz or chulin in any way. Fine. So far, so good. Now, Tanya Ida, further information that comes from this pasuk is about the other issue that we had raised, which was the question of what about the din of chulin, kachim that were shechted bifnim. So yochol tehei shechitat hulin libinim. Now, and again, we're talking about birds. Birds have a curious situation, that if they're bifnim, then the only heter of a bird that we know about is the heter of Hachem Mali. There is no space here for hulin. That's a din of hulin ba'azara. Berichuk makom atamevivi atamevi bekiruv makom. So just like we know there is a violation of bechita, there are time space bechita would result in pigal, even b'mashava, or in terms of act, result in notar, a time violation, or in yotze, a space violation, which yotze is, by definition, as we've spoken about so many times, trefa, because the meaning of trefa is something caught outside of its universe, so to speak, whether it's a fetus that has a limb sitting out of a mother's uterus, that limb becomes trefa in the shechita of that mother. Or if you're talking about a yotze, an animal that's not within its place, bechita, that becomes a trefa. And so on. These are new concepts that are completely abstractions about violations of space or violations of time. Now, you might think, therefore, that shechita of a chulin bird, even though that's a norm for a chulin bird, it doesn't apply bifnim at all. And for all intents and purposes, this bird went through an event that left it without any heter, and therefore it is now an avela and would be metame begarama betablia. So too is the shechita of kachim anywhere. I mean, certainly there is no such thing as an act of shechita for kachim ovot. So I don't care where I would do that. These things should be metame abetabliya by the aforementioned definition. Talmud Lomar Nevela. This is the other bright, and now it starts from the other end. Therefore, it says Nevela. What is that supposed to mean? This is a Nevela. That's what I'm asking you. What do you mean it says Nevela? Hai nami Nevelahi. This is a Nevela. What did you do to be matter this thing? Be'achila. Sorry. Nevela meant Nevela as defined by Trefa. Talmud Lomar Trefa. Now, consider what the point would be of the Torah's comparison in a completely absurd fashion to add the fact that it was Trefa when it's dead and to stick this in to the pasuk that is talking about the halacha of tumat of tahor. Who cares about the trefa? Rather, must be coming to tibi that just like the trefa is shava bifnim kebachut, that trefa is going to be usher, whether it's usher for the mizbeach or whether it's usher for people, whatever likui, whatever problem that it has, a medical problem that would make it into a trefa outside and usher it, makes it to a trefa inside, and you cannot be martyred. If that's the case, a nevela has to be defined as something that is a universal nevela. An act that is not a universal nevela act is not a nevela. It went through an event which, under certain circumstances, would have completely taken off of the nevela, and therefore is going to always not be defined as a nevela. That type of event, shechita, that type of event will make it a non-nevela. So the treif has to be shava bifnim kibachutz. In that case, only events which are shavot bifnim kibachutz. Now, surely you wouldn't suggest that shechita tchulin bifnim, that is considered to be shavot. I mean, after all, shechitas chulin bifnim, I mean, that's great, right? That is perfectly good outside. So if that's the case, shechitas chulin bifnim is actually excluded. Or kachim, mein mi bifnim, bein mi bachut, ho velo shavu bifnim kibachut. Since now, we're going to talk about this in a moment, since they are not the same inside and out, ein betamin begadima betabliya. Now, obviously, this doesn't make any sense. The part about chulin makes sense. But kachim, birds, are not kosher either inside or outside. So what would be the difference? How could we possibly have said, or kachim inside or out? On the contrary, kachim inside or out is a very good example of something which is shava bifnim kibachutz, and therefore it should be an avela. Ask the Gemara, hold on a second. Bishlama chulin, I understand, are lo shavu bifnim kibachutz. I mean, that's rather obvious. But kachim are exactly the same inside and out. It's pos under all circumstances. So therefore, it matches the requirements of trefa. So kachim are considered to be, in either case, shavas bifnim kibachutz, because they're always pos, no matter what. Omar Rava, well, now, there's another issue you're not taking into consideration, and that is that im ho'ilu lo shechitat chutz v'chayvo karet. You cannot say that, because if you shechted that bird bachut, you would be chayev for shechute chutz on a kachim bird, because bachutz shechita is all that's possible. A malikat chutz would be an absurdity, because in this universe there's no such thing as malik, and therefore all that you could do here to be mechayev, you would be shechitat chutz. If I do shechitat chutz, you're telling me it's good enough for Korah, it's good enough for Korah, but it ain't good enough to be considered to be an act that's going to be much midei nevela, that doesn't make sense. If it's good enough for Korah, so lo toyilo latara midei nevela, it clearly has legal ramifications in a different sense, and therefore it should be metai. Okay, so now Ashkechan Chutz. Okay, fine. You're telling me it's good enough to be Matayer because outside it is an act that's Mechayev. What does that have to do with inside? So now, how do you know Pnimi Nolan? Because now, Lo Shava Pnim Kechutz. Now, in other words, now that I have this argument that it's good enough to be Mechayev Yubachut, it's not good enough for any darn thing, Bifnim. So now it's not Shava Pnim Kechutz. But not Shava Pnim Kechutz is actually the primary argument about what defines the Vela. So by bringing this one point, we now see that the whole thing collapses. And it's no longer the same, and therefore it's not available. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. So then, if you're Molek Kachim Bahut, then we should say the same thing. We were tining that Molek Kachim Bahut is considered to, it's not an Avela, because it's not Shavavni Bahut. You said before, Malika Bahut is in fact an Avela. Now with this new definition of the Treva defining something needs to be Shava, Chutz and Pnim, now the whole system is breaking down. Because Malika is certainly 100% kosher Bifnim. And you're comparing it to now Malika Bachutz. And therefore, since the halach is different, so there is not an avela. So Malak Hachim Bachutz, we should have exactly the same argument. We should say Namilo, it's not Metame, the Lo Shava Pnim Kachutz. Omer Pshimi Barashi, there's actually another issue over here. And that other issue is that you cannot, when you talk about this idea of being Shava, when we're talking about being Shava, we're talking about being Shava where there's a problem. Obviously, we're not going to compare being Shava where in one case it's within a universe which this is it in, and in the other case it's a universe where it has no application. It's only where we're sharing certain issues. Over here, we share nothing. You cannot be done a dover shalo be'echshero midavar be'echshero. How are you going to tell me that we should compare now treifa to nevela where the only way to do the nevela would be bifnim? So shchitas kachim bachut, shchitas hulin bifnim. It's completely different than him. Malika kachim bachut, malika kachim bifnim. Therefore, it can't apply to that whole issue. Can't? Didn't we have the famous limud? Of course, we know this already, the answer three times. Vatanya min. I mean, if anything is an absurdity, it's to use the did of Yotze Babama. Can you tell me what Yotze even means, Babama? I mean, there is no concept of Yotze Babama. You're telling me there is no concept of Malika Bachut. There is no concept of Shita Chachulin Bifnim. What is that? I mean, and therefore, how do you compare something that is no concept? If ever there was a case where there is no concept, it's to call a Bama Yotze, where the point of a Bama is that it doesn't have the Makkah, and it doesn't have these Mechitzes. I mean, this is absurd. And yet we use that as a Raya that Im Ola Lo Yered, because Yotze is Kosher Babama. Hey, buddy, Yotze isn't Kosher Babama. It just doesn't exist. And we know the answer. The answer is that limud was not meant to be taken seriously. It was only a way to define the difference between Zotorata Ola as being completely inclusive of anything that was put. Al-Mugda, Al-Mizbeah, Kol Alayla, that it will be there and don't take it down as long as something about it is suitable for the Mizbeah. Once the Mizbeah sinks its teeth, so to speak, into it, it doesn't let go. And on the other hand, that same pasuk says, Zot ha'ola, hi ha'ola. So we have also three miyutim. We needed to decide. So what things are included, what things are not included in this rule of Zot Torah. So when it comes to making that distinction and figuring out, so what is the Torah referring to? We don't mean that we really are learning out the heter of Bama of Yotze. What we mean is that since the Torah wasn't makshiv, the concept of Yotze is universal, therefore it's not considered to be an etzem pagam in the Mizbeach. In no way are we looking at trying to compare it. But over here you're trying to compare it, Pnim Techut. If the concept doesn't exist, then it's an absurd comparison. And therefore, there's not really any problem about the issue that Rava was coming to address in the first place. We would never compare something that is its din to something that isn't it. So Tana Azot Torah Ta'ola, which is the Ribui, Somechle, he was relying on that, really, and only coming to define the broadening of the idea of Im Olah Lo Yered. And now our dear president has been practicing many, many hours.
Dr. Helga Mishnah.
Malak v'nimtzei treifa. Now, coming straight off of the halacha of nevela v'treifa, what indeed would be the halacha if one does a malika and discovers that the bird that he was melek, thinking it perfectly kosher bird, that malak v'nimtzei treifa, is that bird not metame, the same way that we speak about shvita when it comes to chulin? If you shech an animal or a bird as chulin and it turns out to be a treifa, it's still not an avela after the shita one. It's not going to be metame. Now we're going to see that this is not necessarily everyone's opinion. But let's take a look at the shitot now and go through the limudim. How do we know? Molak v'nimtzei treifa, says Rami Meir, it's not metame v'beit ablia because it went through the shita, the malika, or the shita equivalent of shita. This was, of course, the same Rami Meir that we used much earlier in the Masecha to prove that a kavachomer can be chozer melamed with a mamatzinu. And we'll remind you of it in a moment as the Mishnah proceeds. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, where's Rabbi Yehuda? And this actually is Rabbi Yehuda's shita, which is very consistent even when it comes to chulin, because Rabbi Yehuda holds exactly the same thing about shita chulin that turns out to be treva, that is not considered to be a kosher shita at all, since it's a shita shet, and ruia will not be matir. If it's not matir, it's also not matir. So what he's saying over here about malika is really not limited to malika. It's a general approach. And in fact, as we'll see, Rabbi Meir, who speaks about malika, is predicating the entire halacha on what is known from shkita. So now comes along Rabbi Meir and explains, how do I know? Well, let's talk, says Rabbi Meir, let's talk about chulin first. Then we'll get to the kachim issue. I say it's a kal v'chomer. You take a behema, okay? A nevela of a behema. Now that's pretty strong tuma, man. It's v'tamba b'maga, it's v'tamba b'masa. Now, we're all agreed that a animal that was shechid is not included in the words v'chiyamut min habeima. That we're not, the only machlokes we've got in the oath. So over there, the shechita is metayer, treifa tamid tumata. A nivlata oath, which never gets to tumat maga o maza. It only has this unique and very limited tumah that it's metame bebeit hablia. Is it not clear to you that in this case, of course, the shchita will be metayer? I mean, it doesn't even have to be metayer as much. It only needs to be metayer to mat beit abliya. So once shchita, shchita meaning shchita. Now, once we've established the din with this kal v'chomer, and this was the raya that a kal v'chomer can now be chayzer malamed with a mamatzino. So now let's see the implications of this kal v'chomer for kachi, okay? I say, mametzino b'shchita to. So just like shchita, when it comes to chulin, is the source of the heksher of achila, and where there's a problem of treifut, it nonetheless is metaheret treifato bitumato. The equivalent of shchita by kachim is malika. Malika is that which is af malika tov, which is the source of its hechsher achila, should be metaher the treifa from tuma. So we have a kal v'chomer chozer umalamid b'mametzino, having first established the kal v'chomer of shchita of an oath from the din of shchitas behima chulin. We can now say that this is a general rule. Whatever is the machshir is also the metaher, even in the case where it wasn't entirely machshir for achila. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, you know, this would be very nice, except for one very serious problem, Rabbi Meir, and that is the problem of diet. You're using a kal v'chomer with the information in ishchita of a behema, and now you're deriving from the initial kal v'chomer, albeit through ultimately utilizing a mametzino, you ended up with your combination of learning out more than was put in. How can you do that? You can learn this, but only to dio extent. So then the maximum that can be derived is shchita. Daya kinivlat beima, where shchita taz metara tavalo malikata. If we're going to be like an animal, it's going to be kosher. Okay, so what are we talking about? How do you have a right to take out more information that went in? Wait a minute, Rabbi Meir doesn't agree that dio is a primary concept that limits kal v'chomer? Well, dio dioraita. Isn't dio learned from the pasuk Tanya? Midin kal v'chomer, ketzah. In the primary brayta, describing all of the limudim of the Torah, the midot shatara nidresh lehem, So we have one of these 10 primary kavhomers occurring in the pasuk. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. When Moshe asks that Miriam now be completely cured and we should just ignore what happened. Yavia Yarok Yarak Bifanea. I mean, look, even if her father would have spit in her face, I mean, you're telling me, Haloti Kalem Shivat Yamim. So therefore, Tisager Shivat Yamim, we'll give her 7 days, and then we'll pretend nothing happened. Now, I mean, what should it really say? Vayavia Yarok Yarak Bifanea Haloti Kalem Shivat Yamim. Tisager Arbasar Yamim. Why Arbasa Yamim says Tos is because since there's Shlosha Shutafim Ba'adam, and as it goes through in Nida, that the father gives 5, mother gives 5, and Shechina gives 10, so it makes sense to double it. So if the father would be Gerim a Busha of 7 days, the Shechina's Yarok Yarak should be Gerim a Busha of 14 days. Come back. Ela must be therefore Dayo Lavomina Din Liyot Kinidonit. Enough? Dayo? Genuk? Therefore, why does there Rabbi Meir hold it, this is Genuk. Om Rabbi Yosef or Rabbi Avin, the truth is that Rabbi Meir's ultimate limud is a pasuk. Rabbi Meir kra eshkach v'dar. He found a pasuk and is relying really on that pasuk, not just on the information that's coming from the Kal v'chomer as expanded by the Mamet. And this is the pasuk. Zot Torat ha-behima v'ha-of. Now, this makes absolutely no sense at all because there is nothing in common in the Torat ha-behima and the Oath in terms of the dinim of its nevela. Can you give me one thing? The din of the tumat of a behema is that a behema is metamba b'magu b'masa. Is an oath metamba b'magu b'masa? Absolutely not. Oath ain't no metamba b'magu b'masa. Now, the din of an oath is metamba b'godim ha-beita b'liya. Did you ever hear of swallowing a piece of nevela of a behema? You're telling me that when somebody now is going to swallow his McDonald's sandwich, so he's going to be metamba b'godim ha-beita b'liya? Yeah. Assuming, of course, he's very mock, but on that, so he had his lover, be So he's not going to be metame begadim abet abliyah. As you're telling me, Zota, we're supposed to sit back and compare apple and oranges, and you're telling me, and these are the dinim of apples and oranges. I mean, that is how absurd it sounds to someone who's aware of the halachas to introduce the dinim of Nivlas Of and Nivlas Behemoth with the words, and here are the apples and oranges. How could you put the two together? Ella, it's got to be coming to teach me this remarkable din. And that is that we need to create parallel between the different worlds of the animal and the worlds of the oaf. That's the point. Lomar lacha, look, just like create an abstract parallel. So just like the Be'ema, don't talk about Shechita, okay? Talk about Pentagonese Shechita, an event that allows the item to be utilized for eating. Thank you. So the same words, an event that allows the item to be utilized for eating as applied to Kachim, is Malika. I don't care, but now it's the same thing. So Davar Shemach Shirala Achila, what is the din of that event that allows the thing? The din of that thing is that it's Muntaher Treva Tami Tumata. That if you ended up doing that thing, which is the event that allows it, if you do that and it turned out to be treifa, it would be kosher, that we all saw from Kiyamut min HaBeima. So then if that's the case, af oath, the event, davar shemachshir ba'achila, is mitaher treifato mitumato. Did anybody think that's a mouse? It's a human-computer interface. Enough, Kamina. What it is that it looks like? Looks like a mouse. Looks like a keyboard. Looks like a ball. Looks like a waving your hand. It's a human-computer interface. Here too. But not Kamina. It's a shrita. It's a malika. It's an event that is mater b'achila. So what about Rabbi Yehuda? That's a pretty good point, actually. So why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda compare the dinim of behemoth to ofen? Instead, he says that although I agree that a behemoth that is nishkata and turns out to be a treifa is not considered to be a problem, but an oaf is considered a problem. It would be batami ben avela. What do you do with this pasuk? Anyway, what did Rabbi Yehuda find that taught him that there was no heter of shchita of oaf for a treifa? My time. Kra eshkach v'darash. He too found a pasuk that he was derish to teach him precisely that, which tells us that yeaseh l'chol melacha v'yachol lo tochlu. Let us remember what has happened. We had in our Mishnah a three-way machloket between Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosi. According to Rabbi Meir, both the malika and the shechita of an oaf that is treifa is going to be mitaher midei nevela, and therefore there will be no tumata of pebeta beli'ah in such a case. According to Reb Yehuda, even shchita, forget about malika, even shchita of a bird that is trefa, a kosher bird that is trefa, will not be mitaher midei nevela. If somebody eats such a thing, it's going to be metame bebeta bli'ah. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's true that shchita of a bird that is tahor will indeed be metaher, the same way that the shchita of a behemah, where the behemah is Torah, but trefa is metaher the behemah, because it's a skiyamut lachem min ha-behemah. This was not dead. It wasn't kiyamut on its own. When it comes to Malika, we're stuck because we only can learn out the din of Shchita from Shchita, but because of Dayo, Lavo min adin liyot kinidon, we cannot apply that kal v'chomer from an animal to a bird to also teach us that Malika, because no such thing as Malika by a mammal, and therefore it cannot be applied to a bird either. Three shitot. Yesterday, we asked, is it possible that Rabbi Meir would argue about Dayo? I mean, obviously, Dayo is a Dioraita, and indeed there would be no possible way to apply the dinim that are learned from the Kal V'chomer vis-a-vis Shchita, that if it is able to be Matir, a behema that is Trefa from Tumat, Matir, I should say, not Matir, but Matir, a behema that's Trefa from Tumat Nevelot, that Koshikein Shchita and Of Tahor, that is a Trefa, should be able to be matir et midei nevela, that much is true. But how could we possibly extend that to new information, which is malika? And it was there that yesterday the Gemara worked out that in truth Rabbi Meir was not relying on his own to say that it's a mamatzinu, but rather Rabbi Meir was really relying on the pasuk. And he darshened the pasuk that compared behemata oath in Zot Torata behemava oath and pointed out that actually behema and oath, when it comes to tumah, have absolutely nothing in common. Because where one is metame in maga v'masa, namely behema, the other is metame only bebeta bliyah, and they share zero. So what would it mean that they have the same Torah? Therefore, it must be that the Pasuk is telling us to view the issue in a completely abstract sense and to teach us that whatever would be matir the behema is also mitaher, it's trefa, midei nevela, that which would be matir if it weren't a trefa, ba'achila. So too, the equivalent event, although that happens to be physically a completely different thing, but abstractly, it is the event that is machshir ba'achila, if it hadn't been a trefa, should also be mitayher the nevela, and it will no longer be mitame bebeta bliyah. There's no other possible comparison. This left us with a problem for Rabbi Yehuda. So the question is, how does Rabbi Yehuda begin? Because obviously Rabbi Yehuda starts off not only with doubting our ability to learn out from the din of shchitat beim, the oath, which is tahor, which is trefa, but brother malika, but even whether we're allowed to consider the fact that shchita, forget about malika, and he argues and says the shchita of an oath is not going to be matayr. So we need to go back to the makar. What is Rabbi Yehuda? Where does he get the idea that we shouldn't apply the Kal V'chomer even to Shchita, where it appears to be a simple Kal V'chomer? We know for a fact that Kiyamut Lachem in Abeima, and only Kiyamut is Metame, as opposed to Shchita. And yet, when it comes to Oaf, which has a much less lower level of Tuma, in that it's only Metame B'Beit HaBliyah, not B'Masa U'B'Maga, over there, you're going to tell me, no, over there, actually, it would be a Nevela even if I shechted it. It's the trefa per se that created the state of nevelut when it's dead. Now, that is only possible to say if you have a good source for it. I mean, because otherwise, logically, you're going to have to apply the dinim that were said by shchita trefa on a beima to the dinim of the shchita that was applied to a trefa ta'of. And yet he does. For Rabbi Yehuda, my time. So where does Rabbi Yehuda get the idea that indeed the oaf would be mitame, despite the fact that it went through a shchita, if it turned out to be a trefa? Actually, kra eshkach v'kadarash. Rabbi Meir is not the only one around here who could darshan psukim, says Rabbi Yehuda. I also found a good pasuk. And listen to this, because this is an absolutely crazy pasuk on the surface. It says, V'chol nefesh asher tochal, nevela utrefa, be'ezrach uvager, v'chibes bigadav, v'rachatz b'mayim v'tamei ad ha'erev v'taher. Now, I want to ask you to explain to me how the word shreifa could possibly be meaningful in this pasuk. It's an absurdity. What would be the point of mentioning a shreifa? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, explain to me. Shreifa lama ne'emra. I mean, look, there are possibilities. Im shreifa chaya. If you're telling me that a shreifa actually does not have the din of being dead, in other words, it could survive. What would the difference be? Let's say you would hold a treifa in a chaya. We certainly wouldn't say that it's actually metame mechayim, unless it literally had no chiyut. There are such cases where you find an avela mechayim, that despite the fact that the animal seems to still be alive, let's say if you slice right through it, you slice it into two pieces, gistera. Right? That's considered to be an avela, despite the fact that it appears, it hasn't closed its eyes yet, and the heart hasn't stopped, and so on. It's dead. Mitzad ha-din. It would be mitzam as an avela. But how about a hole in the lungs? I mean, this thing can go on for quite a while with a hole in the lungs, a hole in the intestines. So now, the question is, what would be the din over there? If you want to tell me that the halacha is that the treifa is not chaya, so then what it would mean would be not that it would be mitzame on the spot, but that, let's say, you cut off a piece of meat. You see, nothing alive can be matame at all. Only an adam is matame in life. An animal cannot be matame in life. Foodstuffs are tame, or dead animals can be tame, but not anything that's alive. So the only way that a treifa under those circumstances would be matame, even if it's enachai, is by cutting a piece of it off. Where that piece would not normally have a din of tuma, as an avela, if you cut off an entire limb, that is an avela also, because that limb is a fully functional limb. But suppose you take a piece of meat, a kezias of meat from a living animal. So if you're going to tell me, well, that animal really has a din of being dead, it would be like a piece of meat from an avela. Fine, that I understand. But then that's included in avela. That you're just saying that's an avela, because it's not basar min achai, it's basar min an avela, so to speak, because a treifa is an avela. So then fine, but then that is the din of avela. So how do you understand it? Im treifa chaya. So then why is it mitame over here if the treifa actually is fully alive? Because it died. Okay, so if it died and it wasn't a treifa, then it would be different? Are nevela amur? You're telling me it's a nevela. Thank you very much. What do I care that it's also a treifa? If you're coming to tell me that a treifa eina chaya, then it's basically telling me that it's a nevela. In other words, what you're saying is that for all intents and purposes, it's dead. So then if that's the case, I mean, perhaps even at the time that it became a treifa, it was a nevela. If that's the fact, so then you said nevela, and if treifa ina chaya, then this is a nevela. So I don't understand what it is that you're telling me by throwing treifa into the mix over here. Either it is a nevela or it isn't a nevela. You want to say it's a nevela mechayim? Thank you, it's a nevela mechayim. You want to tell me it's a nevela because it died? Thank you, it's a nevela because it died. But giving it a new name is not going to help. So I want to understand what it's doing here. And I'll tell you what it's doing here. There is one possibility, and only one. And that is to teach that a treifa that is perfectly alive is not considered to be a nevela, and therefore I would say, okay, but if it dies, it's a nevela. So that it says, how about if it was shechted? Oh, comes along the Torah to say, a treifa is always going to be a nevela. Even if you went ahead and shechted it, you see, it's going to be a nevela. Now this is the introduction to the din of nivlat of tahar. So that means if this oaf was a treifa, it's always going to end up as an avela, no matter what you do to it. That's the point. You do a shechita, it's an avela. It is? Yes, because it was a treifa. And the shechita of an oaf tahar is not going to help to be matire it from nevela. And that is precisely where I get the idea that I can ignore the Kal v'chomer of Rabbi Meir completely. So bishlam al Rabbi Yochanan kol is latuyezak al Rav kol latuyemai. So, Bishlam al Rav Yochanan, this klal is la tuye zar. But akalibita rav, what's it la tuye mai? Nu, vila taime, shalo ayapsulo bekodesh, the last part of the klal. What's that coming for? La tuye mai? El reish is la tuye shkitat kodashim bifim. And the safe is that you have Malikat Chulin Bachutz. Tanik Avosit Rabbi Yochanan, Malka Zar, Malka Pasul, Hapigal Anot of Atome, Ein Metamin, Abeta Bliya Beferish, like Rabbi Yochanan. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak Shamati Shtayim. One was Kmitz of Azar, one was Malika of Azar. About one I was taught that it's Tered, and Achad Lo Tered, I can't remember. Omar Chizke, I'll figure it out. Nistaga. Kmitza tered and malika lo tered. Why? Maisha malika. I mean, I assume the yeshua bebama. Kmitza naimi yeshua bebama. And if you're going to try to tell me, in mincha bebama, then you'll have to agree that ain't afot naimi bebama. The honor of Shaykh is a divra omer, yesh mincha bebama, yesh afot bebama. The divra omer, ain't mincha bebama, ain't afot bebama. My taima, we're dorish the word zvachim, v'yiz befu zvachim l'ashem. Zvachim v'lo menachot, zvachim v'lo afot. Therefore, we can't use it as a model. Molak bismalo b'layla tanrabon. Yochol tehe milika shilifnim metame b'gadim b'bet ablia talmud lo menevela. What do you mean? This isn't a veil. That's the point. Talmud lo matreifa. Matreifa shein materet ateisur. Of course, shein materet ateisur. You certainly can't say that malika bifnim. It's not materata deisur, since it's materata deisur because imalo and so on. In metame beganim abet ablia, certainly beheter. Therefore, we're maybe hamole kachim bachutz, hamole chulin beimifnim beimi bachutz. Over there, it's not mater at all. So hold in materata deisur metamim beganim abet ablia. Tanya ida yochotei shchitas chulin lifnim vekachim beimi lifnim beimi bachutz betam abet ablia. Talmud lomar nivela, nami nivela. I mean, talmud lomar treifa. Just like a treifa shove bifnim kebachutz, afko hashavot bifnim kebachutz. Mashenken shkitat chulin bifnim, or kachem bein bifnim bein bebachutz. All of lo shavu bifnim kebachutz. Eimet tamav begana beitabliya. Wait. Beishlam chulin, you can say lo shavu bifnim kebachutz, but kachem are exactly the same. They're both possible. Omar Rava, imo ila lo shkita chutz l'chayvo karet, lo to ila lo letara midein avila. Okay, so that proves chutz. But what about pnimi nolan? Well, now we're agreed. Hova lo shavo pnim kebachutz. So why don't we use the same argument for malika skotcha bachutz namilo to be not metami to lo shavo pnim kebachutz? Om Reb Shimi Barashi, danin davar shalo be'echshiro, midavar shalo be'echshiro. Ve'in danin davar be'echshiro, midavar shebehechshiro. Velo, v'tari minayin leyotze, imolo lo yereit, shara yotze kasher bebama. Yeah, but that wasn't serious, because the Tana was being semech azot torat ola ribasa mechle. Malak v'nimtze treifa. Rabbi Meir omer eni metame v'et abliya, Rabbi Yir omer metame. Omer Rabbi Meir kal v'chomer. Im nevelat be'ima, shemetama be'magam v'masa, shchitata betahere treifata mitumata, Nivlata of Shainu Matama Magamas Ainuba Edo. Didn't she take Shkitato? Metara Trefatomi Tomato. Now that we've proved it by Shkitas Chulin. So Mama Tsinu Bashkitato, she machshatala achila, umetahera trefatomi tomato, afmalikato machshatoba achila, tetaher trefatom yat tomato. Rabbi Yossi Omer, that would be fine except for Dayo. Dayaki Nivlat Beima. We're over there only shechitata is metaharata v'lo malikata. V'Rabbi Meir lo dorish dayo v'adayo diorayte yidatanya midinka v'chomer ketzad v'yomer Hashem ha-Moshe v'yavi ha-yorok yarak b'faneha ha-loti kaleim shivat yamin. But what should it say? K'v'chomer l'shkina arba asa yom. Ela dayo lava min adin liyot kinidon. Omar Rabbi Yossi Berabovin, actually Rabbi Meir kro ashkach v'dorash. Zot Torah tabeima va'of. Now this is very disturbing. V'chibe'ezot Torah shifta beima la'of, of lo beima. So what possible comparison could there be? Elo lomar lecha, create the parallel of the abstract davar shemakshir al achila. Ma beima davar shemakshir al achila, mitayer trefata mitumata, af of davar shemakshir ba achila, mitayer trefata mitumato. I wasn't just creating that mabatsino on my own, Rebbe Yehuda, my timer. Kra ashkach vekatorash.